From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. While many celebrate renegotiation of the North American Free Trade Agreement, others feel there are things missing. Ranchers Cattlemen Action League Fund CEO Bill Bullard tells AgWeb.com he's deeply disappointed the administration appears to have folded under pressure from meatpackers who want to block NAFTA changes that would help the U.S. cattle industry overcome the abusive market power of foreign and domestic multinational packers who will continue to leverage down the price and value of U.S. cattle. Association of Equipment Manufacturers President Dennis Slater says the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement is a step in the right direction. Slater says the agreements provide better access to customers everywhere and help us add to the 1.3 million jobs our industry supports in the U.S. According to AgriMarketing.com, nearly 30% of all equipment produced in the U.S. is intended for export, and Canada and Mexico are the first and second largest export markets for construction and ag equipment. A group of lawsuits look to require mandatory travel pay for ag workers who use employer transportation. AgNetWest.com reports California Rural Legal Assistance is seeking compensation for any time workers spend traveling between work and home in employer-provided transportation. California Farmers for Fairness wants to make ag employers aware of the potential economic impact, with labor costs already projected to increase between 4 and 10% by 2020. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.